This is the Black Christian News Network One podcast. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. According to ABC News, Dante Wright's parents spoke publicly for the first time since their son was allegedly accidentally fatally shot by a police officer. Dante Wright's father is in no mood to listen to excuses from the Minnesota police officer who shot his 20-year-old son dead. Officer Kim Potter, a 26-year veteran of the Brooklyn Center Police Department, shot Wright during a traffic stop on Sunday, and her police chief has since claimed that Potter mistook her handgun for a non-lethal taser. Dante's dad, Aubrey, told Good Morning America on Tuesday that he can't accept any attempt to excuse his son's killing. "I cannot accept that," he said. "I lost my son. He's never coming back. I can't accept that. A mistake? That doesn't sound right. This officer has been on the force for 26 years. I can't accept that." Dante's mom, Katie, added, "I would like to see justice served and her held accountable for everything that she's taken from us." According to the New York Post and Dallas Morning News, a promising college football recruit was fatally shot at a hotel in Dallas, police and relatives said. Tony Evans Jr., a 17-year-old senior wide receiver at Lancaster High School in Texas, was pronounced dead at a hospital after he was wounded early Sunday inside a room at the Hawthorne Suites in Dallas, police said in a statement. Evans, who was set to join the University of Wyoming's football team next season, was gunned down by an unknown suspect inside room 221 at the hotel. A motive in the slaying is unclear, police said. Another person who was not identified by police was also shot during the incident, the Dallas Morning News reported. That victim was in stable condition, the newspaper reported Sunday. Evans's mother, Aretha Evans, told the newspaper her son was a devout Christian who was determined to succeed on and off the football field. "We're on an emotional roller coaster," Evans told the newspaper. "Our son's life was abruptly ended. We have been left brokenhearted. Pray for us to have strength as we prepare to lay our beloved Tony Evans Jr. to rest." Evans, who was raised in Lancaster, tallied 13 catches for 268 yards and 4 touchdowns at Lancaster High School last season. He was prepping to join the Wyoming Cowboys after signing a letter of intent in February, the Dallas Morning News reported. He wanted everything to work out, Evans's friend Rodney Hudson told the newspaper, and he was going to have a breakout season. "That's what he did. Whatever he told me, he did." Hudson said the outgoing funny teen left a mark on whomever he met. "There was nothing fake about him. He's real," said Hudson, who last spoke to Evans about a month ago. "Even though he was playful, he's real. That love that he showed is real. I just want people to know that." Wyoming's football program tweeted an image of Evans's number 19 jersey on Monday while saying the team was grieving the teen's tragic death. "Our hearts are with the Evans family as they go through this incredibly difficult time," UW's football coach Greg Bowles said in a statement. "We're so sad to hear of Tony's passing. We've been in contact with Tony's family and are here to support them in any way we can." No arrests have been made, announced in the ongoing investigation as of noon Monday. A $5,000 reward is being offered for information leading to an arrest and indictment in Evans's shooting death. On Tuesday, Dr. Tony Evans, pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship, and his daughter Priscilla Shirer publicly requested prayer for Tony Evans Jr.'s grieving family. Tony Evans Jr. and his family are unrelated to the Dr. Tony Evans's family, but the 17-year-old was a member of Oak Cliff. According to Daily Mail, the former Minnesota police officer charged with shooting 20-year-old Dante Wright to death has been released from jail on a $100,000 bond. Kimberly Potter, 48, was released from the Hennepin County Jail at 5:38 p.m., just hours after she was charged with second-degree manslaughter and arrested around 11:30 a.m. on Wednesday by Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension, BCA, agents in St. Paul, according to jail records. Protests over the shooting erupted for a fourth day nationwide. According to the New York Times, Kimberly Godwin has been appointed president of ABC News, becoming the first black woman to run a major broadcast news network. "I'm honored to take on this stewardship and excited for what we will achieve together," she said in a statement. She will leave her current role with CBS's executive vice president of news and begin the new job in May, when current president James Goldstone formally steps down. Goldstone announced he would leave in January. Godwin's ascension comes amid a broader reshuffling of the TV news industry. Rashida Jones became the first black woman to lead a major cable news network in December when she was promoted to president of MSNBC. CNN president Jeff Zucker said he would depart the network by the end of 2021. According to FaithWire, a school in Waukegan, Illinois, will not be named after former President Barack Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama. Following protests from members of the local Latino community, the school in question, presently named after American founder and President Thomas Jefferson, will instead be renamed after John Lewis, a civil rights leader and Democratic lawmaker who died in July 2020. Local leaders opposed to naming the school after the Obamas because the two-term Democratic president deported too many illegal immigrants, Newsweek reported. "I will not be part of renaming a school after someone who did not and does not represent the undocumented community," said Edgar Castellanos, a school board member who said that he first entered the U.S. as an illegal immigrant. Another local activist, Julie Contreras, said she feels Obama did a disservice to us in his handling of illegal immigrants. According to Variety, Georgia's new voting restrictions have prompted director Anton Fuqua and Will Smith to yank production of their new movie out of the state. Emancipation, which was bought by Apple Studios for $120 million, features Smith as a man who has escaped enslavement. "At this moment in time, the nation is coming to terms with its history and is attempting to eliminate vestiges of institutional racism to achieve true racial justice. We cannot in good conscience provide economic support to a government that enacts regressive voting laws that are designed to restrict voter access," Fuqua Smith said in a statement, according to Variety. "The new Georgia voting laws are reminiscent of voting impediments that were passed at the end of Reconstruction to prevent many Americans from voting. Regrettably, we feel compelled to move our film production work from Georgia to another state." Other filmmakers have also vowed to boycott Georgia, which is under fire from major corporations. According to the Daily Beast, Brooklyn Nets center LaMarcus Aldridge announced Thursday that he's retired from the NBA after experiencing a health scare during his last game. In a statement posted to Twitter, Aldridge said he was struggling with an irregular heartbeat during his last game, which really worried him. "Though I'm better now, what I felt with my heart that night was still one of the scariest things I've experienced. With that being said, I've made the difficult decision to retire from the NBA," the statement reads. "For 15 years, I've put basketball first, and now it is time to put my health and family first." Although he is one of the newest members of the Nets, the basketball star has made a big impact on the team, starting in all of the games in which he played. Since 2006, Aldridge has appeared in over 1,000 NBA games across different teams and has made a name for himself as a seven-time NBA All-Star. You can read these stories and more at blackchristiannews.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today's a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thank you so much for listening, and may God bless your day.